I know that not everyone has, but I'm glad that many of you are able to get out today. Oftentimes, I'm rushing before midweek. Either I've just stopped working about a half hour ago, or I'm finishing up cooking and just don't give myself time to breathe and to be fully present. But tonight, I want to give all of us time to breathe and to be present with a 5-minute spiritual meditation from our very own certified Tally Green. And Tally, before we begin, Dorsey, do you have that background music?
Background music.
Do you get that from Carol?
I just got the song we just heard.
Okay. Then I guess I can let me have it. I think I have it so I could share.
Okay, you can share.
Okay, thank you. I should have asked you that before.
Yeah, Adria. Adria did do a powerful prayer. Amen.
Thank you. You're sharing that, Lori?
Yeah, I'm about to. Yeah,
okay.
If I have them. All right. Sting on the chicken. I hope this is it. If not, what do you see?
I see it's coming up.
YouTube.
The YouTube.
No, I'm not seeing it.
It hadn't come on the screen yet.
Yeah, that's not what I wanted to share. All right, Allie. Can you do it without the music?
Yeah, you say, okay. All right. Okay, I will guide you through a 5-minute meditation. And right now, I need everybody to settle into a comfortable seated or lying down position and gently close your eyes and just breathe naturally. We want to just quiet down to prepare our hearts to listen to God's voice and to feel his presence. In Psalm 46:10, it says, close your eyes. In Psalm 46, I'm sorry. It says, be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among nations. I will be exalted in the earth. This verse in verse 10 is used to encourage believers to be still and silent before the Lord. This interpretation promotes healthy rest in the presence of the Lord. We will have some quiet moments between these verses. Well, of course, I thought we was going to have the music, so I do apologize. Be still and know that I am God. I just want you to be still in your moment and just hear the voice of God say, be still and know that I am God. We want to just let meditate on these words of this verse. Let it speak to our hearts now. Now I want you to take a nice deep breath in slowly. Just breathe in slowly, in through the nose and out through the nose or the mouth. Then I want you to take in another breath in, and then I want you to breathe out. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Be still. Be still. In Psalm 27:14, it says, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage, and wait for the Lord. In John 16:33, it says, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. In Luke 1:37, it says, for nothing will be impossible with God. Impossible with God. For God is our refuge and strength. He dwells in his city, does marvelous things, and says, be still and know that I am God. God says, be still means to stop striving, stop fighting, relax. Be still and know that I am God. He called us to take time to pause and to reflect. It let us know that God is still in control no matter what is happening in our lives. We still need to take time to be still and connect with our faith, and we can still find peace in the midst of all the turmoil. The psalm was written to God's people. God is our refuge and our strength. God is telling us to wake up, stop allowing fear to hold us back, and acknowledge who we serve. The Almighty Father, the All-Powerful. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. God speaks to his people. God says, be still. Just read your word and spend time with God. Pray. And be still and know that I am God. Be still. Know that I am God. Be still. Be still. God asks his people to walk with him, to walk through faith, and to walk through faith. Be still. Be still. Be still.
Hey, recoge esa ropa.
Be still and know that I am God. So when do you anxiety to God? And I'm able to take one quick deep breath and open your eyes.
I don't hear Tally.
I was talking, and there was some talk in the background. There was some noises or whatever, but I was talking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And when it finished, the music kept on playing. The music came on right to the end, and it kept playing. But I was finished with the timer.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were finished.
Yeah, but Darcy put the music, you know, when the music did come on, I already was almost to the end of the.
Right. Well, thank you, Tally. I appreciate it.
No problem. Sorry, it didn't go as planned. Still...
Oh, that's okay. It still went very well, I think. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So during our last Women's Midweek, Carol introduced the idea of going deeper with God. She referenced Psalm 42, where it says, as a deer pants for water. And it's like, so our lives should depend on God. And if we seek him and long to understand him, we'll never ending life. So God gives us this for free. And it made me stop and think about my life. And I asked myself, you know, do I thirst for God? And I do. You know, I'm consistently looking for ways to deepen my relationship with God. You know, how can we go deeper in our relationship? And one of the things that I do to deepen my relationship with God is to read my Bible. And Psalm 19, 7 through 8. Let's see. Can you see that first, that scripture? Is it showing on the screen?
Nope. There, now it is.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Psalm 19, 7 through 8, it says, the instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. When I read the Bible, I learn about God's character, how he responds in different scenarios, and what he wants from me. There's no way to fully know, you know, God without reading his word. Not only does it bring you closer to God, it's perfect. And I know that there are other ways to access the word. There's devotionals, there's podcasts, there's books, but they're not perfect. Only the words of the Bible are. And God wants us to speak. He wants us to speak to him, and he wants to speak with you. He wants to speak with us directly, like no middle person. He wants us to just read our Bibles and let his word pierce our hearts and guide us. So my first question, just to think about later, is, are you reading your Bible? Is that like your first source? Is that what you go to when you want to deepen your relationship with God? Because it's so important, you know, to find out what he wants, and that's by reading his word. And since 2020, my relationship with God, it has gotten a lot deeper. I lost a lot of people in 2020. And all I could do during that time was pray. And I began studying out prayer because I was praying more than I ever prayed, but it felt like something was missing. Then in one of Perry Park's lessons, he mentioned this book. It was called Christ in the School of Prayer. And I know that we actually studied that book out, but when he talked about it, we weren't studying it. And I purchased it that night. I learned how to go deeper in my prayer life. And as I studied out prayer, I didn't only learn about praying. It involved love. It involved forgiveness. It involved the confession of sin, unselfishness, and the Holy Spirit. In Psalm 66, 16 to 20, it says, come and listen, all of you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. For I cried out to him for help, praising him as I spoke. If I had not confessed the sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God did listen. He paid attention to my prayer. Praise God, who did not ignore my prayer or withdraw his unfailing love from me. And I'm sure, you know, many of us can say that same prayer. There were times that we prayed and God was listening and he answered. And I began that book begging God to teach me to pray. And he didn't disappoint me. I appreciated that the book was based on scriptures. And just as God wants us to read the word, he also wants us to pray. And prayer, you know, it brings us into a deeper relationship with God. It's a conversation. You know, God isn't looking for us to do anything fancy. And I know sometimes we can focus on the wrong things, like, you know, I want to set this up this way. I want to set it up that way. And for a long time, like, I was a single mom for many years. And I'd have my time right there in my room. That was my space. And then I got married and I needed to find a new space because I didn't want to, you know, just take over the room and, you know, pray whenever and just be selfish. So I had to find a new place to pray, and closets just weren't for me. So, you know, it's important, just pray wherever you're comfortable with no distractions. I don't want to give the world more time than I give God. And sometimes that could be really hard. And, you know, work sometimes gets in the way. There's different things that get in the way. But God longs to hear from us. I love my times with God. I look forward to them. And that was not always the case. Like, there were times when I actually felt freed after I had my quiet time with God. But now I really feel like I'm having a chat with the Almighty Father. One of his names, Elohim Shammah, which means God hears us, you know, or the God who hears. And I don't know how long, you know, it'll last, this feeling, this looking forward to having my time with God, you know, because things happen and things can get in the way. But for now, I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying that connection. And so my second question is, do you look forward to your conversations with God? Is that something that you long for? And during our last midweek, Carol also asked the question, you know, how do you know? How do you know when it's time to go deeper in your relationship with God? And I recall a few of the responses, anxiety, irritability, and there were a few others. And sometimes God lets us know when it's time. It's just a matter of, you know, will we listen? And last year, you know, around the beginning of summer, I said something, you know, to my husband that wasn't very nice. And it led me to begin thinking about my words and the effect my words have. And I started looking up scriptures to help me. And one of the scriptures that stuck out to me was Proverbs 15:28. And it says, the heart of the godly thinks carefully before speaking. The mouth of the wicked overflows with evil words. And I also came across a book titled The Power of a Woman's Words. And I began reading it. And that book really moved me. I began taking notice of how I speak to my husband, my family, friends, and colleagues, making it a point, you know, to think carefully before I speak. But after a few weeks, and I'm going to blame that on summer, I stopped. I just stopped reading the book. I knew it was something, you know, for me to work on. I was learning from it. But at the time, I guess I just didn't think I needed it right then. And last week, I came across a scripture, and I wasn't looking for it. I just came across it, Ephesians 4:29. And it says, do not let unwholesome, foul, profane, worthless, vulgar words ever come out of your mouth, but only such speech as is good for building up others, according to the need and the occasion, so that it will be a blessing to those who hear you speak. And I was like, wow, that's really nice. I like the whole building up others thing. And I thought, I want to build people up like that. And I decided to become intentional about leaving others feeling good about our conversation. And that meant my husband or anyone else, you know, that I talk with. So what happened? I had a conversation with someone, and although I didn't use unwholesome words, I left that person feeling disrespected. And I asked myself, man, how did I allow that to happen? Especially when I had decided to be intentional. And in a matter of minutes, you know, I disrespected someone. And I did not leave her feeling good. I apologized and I confessed my sin, but it became clear that it's an area I have to work on now And, you know, I know that, you know, God, you know, allowed me to learn that and in my time. But, you know, we're not perfect. We will mess up. And going deeper in our relationship with God doesn't mean that, you know, we won't sin. You know, what we do after we mess up is very important. There's confession and repentance. And that's what we must continue to do, like all through our walk. You know, if we want to deepen our relationship with God, confession and repentance are a big part of it. A deep relationship, it's not, you know, devoid of sin, as you know, by the stories of David and others. I mean, they were very close to God. I mean, they were thick. And yet we see that they also, you know, had sin in their lives. But the thing that, you know, I keep learning is that we cannot stop pursuing that deep and real relationship with God. And I came across this little writing, and it was like 5 ways to deepen your relationship with God. And one is get to know who God is. Read the Bible. And I think that's so important. You know, we have to read our Bibles. And in reading, we learn so much about who God is. And number two, spend time with God. Pray. Have conversations with him. He wants you to. He's longing for you to talk to him. As I studied out prayer, I mean, that's one of the things that I learned is just how much God wants us to talk to him. And then three, live out your love for God. Obey his word. And number four, live out God's love for others by serving. And when we serve, we don't have to like make it known that we're serving. You know, oh, I'm going to serve this person. I'm going to serve that. No, God says, don't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing. Like, serve from your heart. You know, one of my friends asked me, you know, for today, like, how can I help you? Because I'm not feeling well and I had to work. And she's like, how can I help you? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I can't think of anything. And she decides to cook me a meal. And she brought over like this lavish meal. I mean, it's just like a lot of stuff and it's really nice. And it allowed me to log in early. But that kind of thing, you know, God looks at serving as like almost like a number one thing for us to do. He is so pleased when we serve each other and others. And then number five, enjoy the gifts he's given us. Live with gratitude. And it's like, we just have to be grateful. I know there are some times when I just want to complain about stuff. And it's like, no, God has done so much. Like, things happen, but we still have so much to be grateful for, so much, you know, to give to others and just even thinking about what God has done for us. Mm-hmm. Like when I think back on that prayer where you just beg and cry out to God and like, God, hear me. And he does, you know, even that's just something to be grateful for. So anyway, there is this quote, you know, that I like, and I just want to end with this quote. And it says, we never grow closer to God when we just live life. It takes deliberate pursuit and attentiveness. And so when we want to have this relationship with God, you know, pursue it, you know, pay attention to what you're doing. It really helps you to have a deeper relationship with God. So I hope that you guys find that helpful. We're going to have a prayer and then announcements, and then we're going to go into our breakout rooms.
Amen. Thank you so much. That was awesome. Guys, let's go before God and let's pray. Father, thank you so much just for this awesome opportunity, God, that we can come before you as sisters, God, and pray. And God, thank you so much for Lori. And God, thank you so much for you putting it on her heart for us to really long and thirst to get deeper and deeper with our relationship with you. God, thank you so much, Father, that we can fight to strive and to revive that connection that we have with you, Lord. Father, I pray that tonight, God, that our hearts are really convicted. God, that we just want to get deeper and deeper with you. God, I think about how it says in your Bible, God, how our deer just, it pants, it is thirsty for the water, God, because it's dry, God, when it goes out into the fields. And Father, I pray tonight, God, as we are reminded, Father, just to thirst for your word. God, to understand that, Father, when we really fight to live out your word in our lives, God, that we have to have that connection with you. God, I pray that, Father, you'll help us to get deeper in our prayer life. Father, I pray that, God, that we will really show by our actions, God, how much we love you, Father, by sharing your word with others and being a servant. Father, thank you so much for just the way that you have allowed us over and over again, God, to confess our sin and to repent. God, and right now, Father, I know I'm just so convicted, God, about really just getting deeper into your word. God, we thank you so much as sisters that we can build each other up. God, thank you so much for Lori and the way she did that tonight. God, we just pray that you'll be with us, God, and just help us to be women, God, that yearn to get deeper in your word. God, we love you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.